Toast to Baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mark German, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing this afternoon?
Joyfully, I'm doing well.
Joyfully as well. Thank you so much for joining us. How is Brantyre this afternoon?
Yeah, it was a bit sunny this afternoon, but then we are trying to have some breeze. So it's just beautiful here. What about Johannesburg, is it?
Beautiful, yes. We're in Pretoria.
Pretoria, I see.
Yeah, the weather is fantastic here. Beautiful, beautiful weather. It was warm earlier, but it's now nice and cool. It looks like it's about to rain this afternoon. So we watch and see.
Beautiful.
Now we are continuing with this voice of prophecy lesson, and today the question that is being asked really is: will we have real bodies in heaven? And so we answered the question on whether or not heaven is a real place yesterday. And today we discuss our own physical state and when we get there. Will we have our real bodies, or will we transform into some kind of, angels, kind of a spirit being, etc.? And so you're going to be helping us. At the end of this conversation, we will know exactly what form we will be. So first off, my elder, will we have real bodies in heaven, or will we be some kind of other, spiritual form?
The thing is, we will have real bodies in heaven. Just as we saw yesterday that heaven is a real place, so those who are going there must be real. So we will have our physical bodies. We will not transform into a certain spiritual being or something unnatural. No, we will go there as real as we are. And the evidence of that we can see in Luke chapter number 24. The Bible tells us what the disciples, after the death of Christ, the disciples hoping to be safe from the persecution that their master had suffered at the hands of the church leaders, decided to congregate in a certain room. Those disciples, these two men on the Lord's Emmaus, when they encountered Jesus, they had a talk. They didn't realize him, but after breaking the bread, their eyes then were opened. So they hurried to Jerusalem, where they found the disciples congregating in this room, as I said, out of fear. And they sat and said, okay, we have seen Christ. He is indeed resurrected. So the Bible tells us in verse number 36 that as they thus spake, those two men, Jesus himself stood among them and said, peace be unto you. But the disciples were frightened and supposed that they had seen a ghost. And so Christ said, no, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise among you? Come, feel me and see. And touch me, because the spirit does not have bones and flesh as you see me have. Still, the disciples were, terrified to such an extent that Jesus said, okay, do you have something that I can eat? And they gave him a piece of fish. And as he ate, the disciples now, the fears were gone. They realized this is the style that Jesus, this is the way Jesus, chewed. This is how Jesus eat. So it was the real body.
Before you continue on Jesus going to heaven with a real body, you see, you are touching a rather interesting part, because they were in the upper room, so the story says, and the room was closed. He entered that room without using the door.
Yes.
And surely that cannot be a physical body, for no physical body can go through a wall.
And so
we cannot argue that Christ was his actual body, because, you try it now, Mark, and see if you can go through a wall. You're going to bump against the wall.
Exactly. But then we need also to understand that during his time on earth, Jesus performed a number of miracles. He did a number of extraordinary things. And you remember he told the disciples to say, okay, if you have faith in me, you do things that I have done and more than that. So we understand that the miracles happen in a number of ways, and we know that Jesus did a number of things to show that, yes, I'm a human, but connected to God, I can do more. And the disciples did a number of things as well. So this was not the first time Jesus doing something that depicts or something that contradicts the natural laws. You remember there were times where the Pharisees came to arrest Jesus and he would just disappear. And he told the disciples, you can do a number of things that are just unnatural if you have faith in me. So Jesus finding himself in this room that was locked was not something to say he had a different body. No, he was in his physical form. And that one you can do, my brother. You cannot bump against the wall should you trust God, and should you do that at the command of God. So it wasn't something to do with the spiritual part. No, it was the real Jesus standing in front of the disciples, and it was the real Jesus that ascended to heaven.
You know, Brother German, one of the things that tells me that these bodies are definitely not going to be the bodies that we have here, because, I mean, we are going to fly to heaven, those thousands and millions of miles to heaven. Surely this body cannot do that. So if you suggest that these are going to be our real bodies, come on, Mark.
Okay. The thing is, the Bible tells us that at the sound of the trumpet, when Jesus returns to the earth for the second time to take the redeemed home, this corruptible body, you know, we are contaminated by sin.
Yeah.
Our bodies decay with the time. If I don't bath 2, 3, 4 days, then I start to stink. So it just shows how contaminated by sin we are. But then the Bible tells us that we will be transformed. At the sound of trumpet, when Jesus comes, those of us who are alive will be transformed. Now, this transformation does not mean we will have spiritual bodies, and we will have bodies different from ours. No, but we will have to put off this corruptible flesh, and we'll have to put this incorruptible that was there before the existence of sin. I don't know if I'm making sense, but you have to understand that before the existence of sin, Adam and Eve, our forefathers, had these bodies, but then it was incorruptible. And after all things are gone at the end of this world, we'll have to put on those bodies that were there before the existence. Jesus has to transform us, but this transformation doesn't mean that we'll have bodies of angels or bodies that are not cannot be touched. No, we'll have the bodies that can be filled, physical ones. The real us will go to heaven, just like Jesus himself invited the disciples to touch him, and he ascended into heaven with that body. And with that body, we'll also have to go to heaven.
You know, I get you. But you see, the other part, you know, that is quite interesting for me. If you read Isaiah 40, 31, it talks about those who wait for the Lord, you know, who will have the new strength. And it says they will fly, or they will mount up, with wings as eagles.
Yes.
surely, my brother, I think let's admit here, that's not our real body.
Anyway, but the Bible tells us.
Can you imagine you flying with wings like eagles? Okay. Is that a real body?
Yes. Now, you need to understand that everything will be possible at the end of this world, when everything is destroyed and brought anew. You know, there are some people who ascended in heaven. We know we have the Bible names. And Jesus himself, like I said, went to heaven. Now, how do we go to heaven? How do we fly there? Jesus will give us the new us that will be enabled. Okay, in other words, at the
He'll
end
give
of
us
this
wings
world,
to fly.
Just, okay. Yes,
the Bible says so.
We will have to go into heaven just like that. I don't know if we will have wings, if we will not have wings, but what the Bible tells us is that we will go to heaven at the end of it all when we have done our good.
Well, let me assist you. Let me assist you, because you say you don't know if we will have wings. It says those who wait for the Lord will fly like eagles.
Yes, also like eagles, but remember,
they will fly with their wings like eagles. So if you say you don't know, well, there you have it. It's written there that those who wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings like eagles. So surely it's not going to be our natural bodies. It cannot be.
No, these are real bodies. That's why, like, I pointed to the scriptures where Jesus, even in John chapter, should be John chapter 20, verse number 27, he told one of his disciples, Thomas, you know, he was doubtful, that man. So Jesus told him, come, feel me, touch me, it's me. And this is the real Jesus that went to heaven. Mm. The Lord. So we will have to be, yes, transformed to put off this corruptible flesh and have the incorruptible. But my friend, we will go to heaven with our real bodies. And the wings, yes, will be there, but we'll go to heaven with our real bodies.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting sight. It's going to be an interesting sight indeed. Now, are we going to recognize our family and friends in heaven and be able to enjoy those close relationships?
Yes, we will. We'll be able to recognize this is my brother and this is my sister. You know, like I said, when Jesus asked the disciples, give me something to eat, they gave him a fish. And when he started eating, the disciples then we are saying, oh, this is our master.
So are you saying that we're going to be recognizing our family and friends and still be able to enjoy the close relationships we have?
Exactly, my brother. And that will happen. Because even Jesus at the road to Emmaus, those two men, they didn't recognize him. But when they asked him to bless the food, the Bible tells us that their eyes were opened. How did he recognize them? How did they recognize him? The way Jesus broke the bread, the way he ate, that is how they knew Jesus used to do. So we will recognize. Okay, for example, you, my brother, if you are married, you have kids. If you are in heaven with your family, you recognize the smile on the face of your wife. You recognize the smile on the face of your children.
But my brother, you see, without that example exactly, is it not the disciples who were, was it the disciples, I don't remember, who were asking him, if a man has married and the wife has died and now he has a second wife.
Of course, those are the Sadducees.
The church leader, the Sadducees. And they were asking him, so what's going to happen now? This man, you know, had a wife died, now he has got another wife. Who's going to be the wife in heaven? If you remember the response of Christ, it was to the extent that who said we're going to be having those things there?
Yes.
So it almost sounded as though there's not going to be marriages there.
Yes, there won't be marriages, but we will be able to recognize this is the woman I spent 15 years with.
Ah, so this is my ex-wife. That's that's what we'll be saying in heaven.
Yeah. No, not exactly my ex-wife, but this is the person.
And of course it's your ex-wife. I mean, remember, it's not your wife anymore in heaven.
Yes. Okay, when Jesus says,
we'll
all be like brothers and sisters, but we'll be able to recognize this is the woman with
Who's
whom I spent
ex?
Some
yes,
years.
Yes, I remember. Okay. Yeah.
No, not my ex, my brother.
All right, if you say so, I'll give you that. Now, tell me about the animals. Will they be the same as the ones we deal with here? I mean, I saw a gentleman at the national park on the other side on the other day, mauled by a lion. What's going to happen on that front?
There is a promise in the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 11, when you go to Revelation chapter 21 and 2, that the wolf shall gather with the lions. Mm-hmm. In other words, God does not only take the redeemed home. It also means there will be restoration of the earth, of the relationship that existed between man and man and God, and animals and animals and animals and men. Because now that relationship is gone, but God in his scriptures has promised. And just to give you a hint, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 6, the Bible says, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. In other words, a small child, 2 years, 3 years, shall be able to lead the leopard, shall be able to lead the lion, something that cannot happen now.
Yeah, I tell you. Now, as we close off this conversation, what are some of the things we can, expect up there of ourselves and, our relationships and everything that we do here on earth?
All right. We will experience such a thrilling face-to-face reunions in heaven. And we will be able to see Jesus face-to-face. We'll be able to enjoy a peaceful, sin-free life for 1,000 years. And that will be the closure of the earth history, this world that is full of tribulations. And to experience that now, we must hate sin and love righteousness.
Yeah, we must hate sin and love righteousness. And that's how we are going to be making it into that glorious, glorious morning. My brother, I do wish that you make it on that glorious morning. I also pray that I make it by God's grace, eh?
Surely, I wish the same with you, my brother.
If we don't meet on this side, let's meet on the other side when he shall appear in the skies of heaven.
I hope so.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you, my brother. Have a blessed evening as well.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.